Arab Methods Corporation lease extension.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
I have two lease items this morning. First one, as you say, is Arab Methods, which you know as LifeNet. This is the third and final three-year lease extension option that they'd like to exercise, and it requires council's approval. Unless you have any questions, I have a motion.
Read your motion, please.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the third extension to the lease agreement with Arab Methods Corporation for Lot A2 at Delaware Coastal Airport, dated 5 September 2007.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
And Justin Tanks.
This is a new lease with an old tenant. Justin Tanks was one of the first, if not the first, tenant in the industrial park back in 1974. Their original lease and all the extensions have expired, and we've negotiated a new lease with them. The details are in your packet. I'd be happy to answer any questions. But we also have Ed Short from Justin Tanks with us. And he'd be happy to answer questions as well.
Any questions, council? Is it standing? You're just starting a new lease now with?
And the new lease is current with and same terms, similar terms as other current leases, or is there something unique about it?
No, this is in line with our other leases.
Okay. Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the council president to execute the lease agreement with Justin Tanks, LLC, for lots 15 and 16 in the Sussex County Industrial Park as presented.
Pleasure, council.
I'll make the motion, but I do still have a question.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Question, Mrs. Deaver.
This is a lease that goes way back, and are we keeping up with the, are we getting the same amount of rent all this time? No increase?
This is $4,500 a year, which seems low. If we had applied a 3% increase every year for those 40 years, we would be at about $4,500. So it's not the same as some of our newer leases. But you know, this is for an existing tenant that came to the park 40 years ago. You know, with expectations that, you know, the lease would increase at a certain rate, and that's what we negotiated.
And I see what you've done is it's $4,500 a year, and then each at the 5-year option, if they exercise that, it goes up 10%.
10%
every
right.
5 years. Okay.
Good. Okay.
Any more questions, the council?
No.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Medlars. West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District Irrigation Rig Replacement Project 15-18.
Yes, that takes you back to the original award was in March 1st of this year. Now, at that point, we had the expectation, and the project was advertised and bid as a remove and replace of two spray irrigation systems. You may recall the events of later on of March 2016, which led to a complete reanalysis of the system at Wolf Neck and to a conclusion that we're really much better served with a number of smaller irrigation rigs with variable rate irrigation, different controls. For several months, we tried to negotiate with the low bidder, Sussex Irrigation, to come to a conclusion which would A, extend the contract to the time where we have the new piping system in place and the regrading modifications which we're currently working on with the National Resources Conservation Service, and keep the price in line, i.e. the same as awarded, and work with the bonding requirements under the contract. About 3 weeks ago, I had to admit that we were unable to meet all of the three conditions. The contractor requested two price increases and did not submit the required bond. At this point, I feel we need to declare the award in default and remove the award from the contractor, authorize the engineers to redesign and re-advertise, which will give us a competitive bid based on the three smaller irrigation systems, as we anticipate the design would be more efficient and more environmentally friendly at Wolf Neck. So I'm sorry we had to take this step, but you know, like I, as well as Ms. Jennings, could not agree to the terms, and we feel this is the most equitable step and is in the county's best interest.
Okay, you have a motion, sir?
I do have a motion. Be it removed, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the award for contract 15-18 West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District irrigation rig replacement be canceled and that the project be redesigned and rebid at a later date.
Pleasure, council.
Motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried. And next, sir?
If I may, with the motion approved, I just want to tell you that we would like to do all this work, the rig replacement, the pipe extensions, and the regrading in the fall after the crop comes off at Wolf Neck. So that's the intent.
Okay.
The next one on the lineup is the the Inland Bays. This is our big presentation, so I was going to jump to the appraisal services, but let's do the presentation as the agenda is approved.
Whichever way you'd like to do it, sir.
Yes.
If you want to do your appraisal thing first, I don't care. It's up to you.
Yeah, that's sort of a quick one. Let's do this so we don't have to jump back.
We'll move to your third thing of award recommendation for appraisal services.
You may recall that the county from time to time has appraisal services needed by a certified general real estate appraiser. This particular service can be relatively expensive depending on the properties. If it's a complex property, sometimes commercially zoned properties, properties under ag land preservation, etc. So having said this, we chose with Ms. Jennings' input to go to the route of an request proposals, which was advertised and publicly advertised. We received three responses. Out of the three responses, two did meet the required advertised criteria, and the third one did not. The third submittal did not have a general real estate certification, only residential, but we do need all particular property zonings. So we did interview both companies, that being McCain and Maston. The interview team consisted of the assistant county engineer, our administrative assistant, Ms. Casey Wyden, myself. Once the recommendation of the committee is unanimous to go with McCain due to the depth of staff, their expertise, not that we do not believe that Mr. Maston could do the projects. However, there were overriding reasons to rate McCain higher at this particular time. So this will be for 1 year because it's a new thing to the county. So this is a 1 year contract. All the appraisals requiring a certified general real estate appraiser, certified, will be go through this particular company. So all of our sewer projects, all of our other projects where real estate appraisal services are needed, we will be able to call on this firm, substantially streamlining the process, allowing us to bring some projects to you faster.
Okay, you have a motion?
I do have a motion. Be it removed, based upon the recommendation of the appraisal committee, that the Sussex County Council approves the engineering department to negotiate a contract with the top-ranking firm, W.R. McCain, to provide appraisal services as needed for 1 year period, effective August 1st, 2016.
Pleasure, council.
Well, I think we should do that. We have to make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion?
Help me understand a committee that come up with the terms, and then that wasn't acceptable, and then now the engineering department has come up with its own terms. Is that correct? Do I understand that? Overall?
No, it's a 1 year overall appraisal services contract.
Okay.
The committee reviewed the proposals and interviewed the two firms which met the basic conditions.
Right.
So then we had a ranking criteria, and we ranked the two companies based on the best suited fit, and the highest ranking company was McCain. And in this case, the next step under the outline process for professional services is council to authorize us to negotiate with the company. They gave us generally their rates, but we do need a contract. So it looks like very favorable that we would be able to negotiate a reasonable contract, which then could be executed based on your overall approval.
Thank you. That's good. Thank you.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be in the motion carried. Now, sir, now your large presentation.
Yeah, I have our director for environmental services in the audience in case I get hung up on detailed questions. You may recall she and I were present at the budget workshop. That's just where we're picking off, we're essentially picking up where we left off.
Yes, thank you for the reminder, so we'll move it over here a little bit. I'll try to do this. I learned some new, PowerPoint hints with our IT, with the help of our IT department. So let me start from the beginning. We had some points, and that is the proactive planning for Sussex County's wastewater infrastructure. Really, this is some of our commissioners may feel very strongly about, Commissioner Cole comes to mind, that we should carefully plan proactively where our wastewater infrastructure needs are and match our transmission and treatment capacity accordingly. So that's really what we're trying to do today and try to ask for some authorizations from you in this process. If you look at the, we will be talking strictly about the North Coastal Planning Area. If you can look at the North Coastal Planning Area here, it encompasses everything from the bays north up to the Milton line over to the Delaware Bay. We're going to focus on this area here, and I'm going to zoom in on it. That's actually something we learned. Here you see the larger area. What you see up here is our Wolf Neck facility. Down here you see our Inland Bay facility. Did not mean to do that. Let's say I am going to go to our backup.
A backup.
Backup plan. If I can get to the bar at the bottom.
If you need any assistance, it's coming up the aisle.
It's, I think I might need the assistance. Here it comes.
I think we're going to transfer her to the engineering department.
She knows okay, everything, though. I mean, Gina.
Things could be that bad.
There you go.
Rather than jumping back and forth a couple of times, let's just go with the tried and true. Here again, Wolf Neck facility up here in the West Rehoboth area. This is the pump station right there by the Exxon station at the Route 113. Here's the Inland Bay facility. This is the county's 24-inch transmission main, which is currently under construction. What you see here in the north planning area, to be connected in the very near future, area of Gosley Creek under construction, several projects ongoing, you know that. The Angola North is under design. I'll be coming back shortly with you with some action on some of the Angola North easement acquisitions. The Herring Creek area approved as of 10 days ago, now moving into the design process. The Chapel Green and Oakcrest Farms we held our public hearing, going to referendum in the very near future, and very strong support. So here, these are just four of our own projects currently ongoing in this particular planning area. So having said that, that gives you sort of a feel for what this transmission system actually is doing for us. But what should it do other than that? Let me go back to that. Clearly, this is what I just talked about. It should serve the North Coastal Planning Area for the Yes, I think we have to go here. It will also tie our two treatment facilities together, allowing us to shift capacity back and forth. I have a special slide which will deal with that in a second. And it will have to, you will see that we will need to do additional work at the inlet bays because we only completed phase one of that particular treatment expansion. And you remember, it's a spray irrigation facility, so it needs two components, the treatment expansion as well as the spray expansion. And you'll see several steps of that in a minute.
How about storage? Do we have enough storage?
That would fall under the treatment part. This here gives you an idea what it further does for what that transmission for us do. It allows us utilization of the existing infrastructure. The existing infrastructure being pipes we have in the ground, as well as the new 24-inch transmission line. It will allow us to have a regional system where we can link not only our own area, but we can also link existing and or future development as we receive requests. So they can be entertained by you on a case-by-case basis. And last not least, it allows us to coordinate utilities between the different providers. Now, I put this slide up here for no other reason. Let me try this one more time. Okay, I'll be down here. I think it works. I'm being stubborn here, so I'm going to try it one more time. No, I guess I'll have to bring up my second map.
Or you bring your assistant up.
Or I bring my assistant up. No, that was the wrong one.
Wrong color.
So if you zoom into this one here, it shows you what I'm talking about. You see our 24-inch transmission line and the under design, it's currently under bid, the artesian transmission line run completely in parallel in the same roadway for miles. So that is this is the kind of interaction you're trying to avoid with the proper planning, working with the planning department and the comp plan for the utilities. These particular things, that's what you're trying to not do, because it is not the best use of our money as well as their money. In the end, the ratepayers, our ratepayers, collectively, your ratepayers end up paying more than they should if we do the proper planning. So that deals with the last point here, the expansion of the utility coordination between wastewater providers. This here is the slide really we're going to spend a little bit of time on. This reflects the Inland Bays wastewater facility as it exists today. You can see here, this is our starting point. Currently, we see inflow to the facility of about 1 million gallons per day. If we do nothing and the growth at the Inland Bay area continues along the path it currently is on, this would reflect this lower line here, if you can see that. Now, I'd like to use my other handy tool. This particular area here represents the area where we have ability to shift flow today from Wolf Neck, this is the shift line, to Inland Bays under the current permit limits. This is the current permit limit here. 2 million gallons treatment capacity, 2 million gallons spray capacity. Where we want to be is the expanded capacity of 4 million gallons per day. If you can see that. The 4 million gallon capacity, and remember, that's treatment and spray, would allow us to do flow diversions in this much, much larger shaded area.
would allow us much greater flexibility. So that sort of leads us to the last bullet. With this capacity increase, we can balance our flows within the permitted capacities. That's the intent. So I need to get rid of all of this. Is that clear to council what these two lines represent?
Yes.
So would it allow us to do? Okay, good. Let's move. So if we are believing in the flow diversions, because the flow diversions, let me go back one more time. As you can see, this the yellow line to the top, if we have other flow diversion opportunities, we can significantly change the slope of this growth rate by diverting flow not all to Inland Bays, but to other facilities. And other facilities is that slide. Most, and really what we like to call it, that is the administrator and I, as a matter of fact, it is his word, and I think it really represents well the intent, diversification. We want to have not all in our baskets. We want to have a diversity of treatment options. Why do we want to have a diversity of treatment options? Because all of our facilities in the North Planning Area, Wolf Neck and Inland Bays, are spray irrigation facilities. They're similar. They're subject to the same weather conditions, to the same limitations. So if we are going to have problems at one facility, we're going to have weather-related problems at the other facility. So we're trying to seek diversification with systems where there is no weather-related issues and which have seasonally available capacity, which means we, in our system, they as well have high flows in the summertime, lower flows in the wintertime. We have more full-time residents than some of our neighboring wastewater providers. For example, the Board of Public Works in Lewis has significantly lower flows in December than they have in July, significantly lower flows. There are significant capacities available within the board's system. So the interconnection of part of our system through the Wolf Neck area to the Board of Public Works service territory with an interjurisdictional agreement would greatly benefit both parties. And we will go back to this if you agree on our concept that you would authorize us to take this to the next level. The same is true for rapid infiltration systems which are already existing and permitted. Keep in mind, we're only talking about existing systems. There's nothing new is going to be built, nothing new is going to be permitted. It's diversification by utilizing available capacity. The same also holds true with our biggest partner. You know, the city of Rehoboth Beach, once we're working through all the issues there, there's a potential right there, a big potential. We have two big pump stations very close to the city of Rehoboth system. This is the Assawoman Canal. There's the pump station which sits right there by Oyster Bay, the one project you just considered a few minutes ago, sits right there. One of our main pump stations sits right at the entrance, right there behind the old electric facility headquarters. One of the bigger facilities sits right there by the entrance to the city of Rehoboth. Between these two pump stations, substantial diversion capacity available to us. Having said that, what would we have to do at Inland Bays to make this happen back to, remember the top curve limitation, the 4 million gallons? So what do we need to continue and what do we need to do from here forward? Right now, you remember we are hemmed in on the lower side at the 2 million gallon capacity limits, and that is a capacity limit year round. We want to be at 4 million. What do we have to do to get there? They have to build new spray irrigation areas. Two new proposed areas currently under investigation. Soils have been evaluated. Submittals to DNRC underway. We propose to complete the permitting in the next few months. Under the project, this would be installed. That would give us additional spray capacity. We would also convert the oldest two spray irrigation systems, which are 20-some years old, 25 years old. Inland, they date back to the original Inland Bay system. Convert them to fixed head systems, similar to Pine and X. Give us expanded spray area. Give us a better year-round spray because we like to reforest them for a less, it's less weather-dependent. That would be part of the package. The biggest one for seasonal disposal, summertime disposal, would be what I show here as an example. We would, under the next phase, design a spray loop following the cursor. This is just an example how a treated water, that's the treated wastewater, spray loop would give us access to commercially farmed fields with spray irrigation systems already in place. For example, would give us access to this field up there. We're in discussions with the owners. Give us access to field down here. Have touch base with the owners. These fields along the southern route, this field over here would have a little stub to it, fields over here. This in itself is the phase one of this loop, because as we see us developing more agreements similar to what the town of Georgetown has with Baxter Farms, where you have a base agreement and you essentially expand it based on gallons sprayed, we would have an almost unlimited summertime spray capacity. So the loop will allow us to do this. I'm going back and sort of reminding where we left off with the design. If you build a really focused facility, a spray irrigation focused facility, you provide a certain type of treatment. That particular treatment lends itself well to agricultural uses, whether it's silviculture use or used by third party ag. It does not particularly well lend itself well to a nutrient-limited disposal option such as rapid infiltration beds. So, as part of this package, we're suggesting that the infiltration, which we're currently investigating, should be left at the permitting level. So we're too far along to not get a permit, but we certainly haven't spent a dollar on actually constructing it. And by going all in on the spray irrigation type of disposal, it leads you naturally to the conclusion that you would put the rapid infiltration on the back burner, let's call it, until you have it permitted with all the land we have and our future spray studies and all the ag uses, there's a very good chance that we would never exercise that permit. Before we leave the Inland Bay site, any questions?
Who owns the green piece of property up there?
Since I am color challenged.
Is that Carter?
This one?
No, right there.
Right there, yeah.
Mr. Baker.
Correct.
Who owns it?
Mr. Baker.
Baker.
Wayne Baker?
Yes. Any other question?
Moving right along then. You're doing good.
What would it take to get us to 4 million gallon treatment capacity at Inland Bays? You can see, and that was your question previously, Councilman, the storage lagoon is certainly packaged up, is part of it. We need to expand the aeration, expand the clarification, build filters, because we do need filters for the ag option. Because we don't want to have, when we go in the ag distribution option, you want to have no buffers, limited contact availability, so it has to have a tertiary treatment process with it. And the storage, Cousin was previously alluding to. This package outlined in, I think it's blue,
will get us to this point. What we're also proposing is, I know, and I'm going to go back to it a little bit in a second, to couple it with a regional biosolids facility, giving us drying capacity, expand the liquid and the cake storage on that same site, and because once we're making the aeration improvements to go with the second bullet, you have very good synergy to go to the third bullet, which would be a regional septage facility. So at this point, that would make logical engineering and treatment sense. So these are logical stepping stones. In order to get to the, remember that first slide we were talking about, to get to that 4 million upper limit, we have to do bullet one. We know we have to expand our biosolids capabilities. I'll tell you why we're going with the regional facility. And last not least, once we're going with the regional biofacility, there's only a small incremental step you need to go to the regional septage facility. So having done that, these are the three points which are sort of follow on top of each other. So let's look at them individually. Timing-wise, the disposal expansion, you remember that was the one which gives us the spray capacity of 4 million gallons, not the treatment capacity. We already have the hydrogeological analysis is approved by council, underway. That would get us to permitting of the fields, not the design and not the actual construction of that spray expansion, but the permits. This here, what we have before us today, that 410,000, that comprises the actual design of the spray expansion up to 4 million. This is the construction cost estimate, which will come back obviously later to get you the design bid, designed and bid proposals for your approval. Here you have the next three stepping stones. These three stepping stones tie directly to these three bullet points. So the first stepping stone would be the phase two plant expansion. That gets your plant facility capacity up to the 4 million. The next one is the regional bio upgrades, and the next one is the central septage facility. They could all fall in the same timeline. These are all the different, what we believe the numbers are. So I'm not going to go into the costs because you will see them you will definitely see them a few more times in the future. But I want to show you, we will have this particular facility ready to go by close to 2020. You may have noticed, and my dear friend the director said before, Hans, don't talk about this, but we will now. If we do nothing, and you remember the slide with the 2 million gallons capacity in Inland Bays, we would actually, at the current growth rate, we would run out of capacity in 2017. So we would actually run out of 2027. We could have the ability to do nothing, but the ability to do nothing means we can't shift any flow, and we really would be up to a limitation which we don't want to live with. So this is our proposed route forward. Now, let me tell you why we are ready on the biosolids recommendation where we're not ready in March of this year. At this point, I posed the question to you, should we go Class A biosolids or should we go Class B biosolids? Remember, the Class A biosolids has limited distribution abilities. We can put it on any ag land with crops not for direct human consumption. We don't have to have buffers. It's a very good product. It's easy to distribute. The Class B has restricted application. We have to have permanent lands available, which we do have some, with strict testing and buffering requirements. So we had this big flow chart in March, which showed you all the different points we analyzed. I'm going to give you the cliff notes here to show you the five ones we looked at in detail. And that's the engineering department in conjunction with our administrators, we set sort of a pretty high threshold of what the Class B would have to meet in order to be considered. The minimum would be they would have to be 50% less than the best long-term cost solution of the Class A alternative, because there's some significant environmental risks associated with the Class B and an impact, as well as economic uncertainty. So having said this, because you know, in any 20-year analysis, a lot of assumptions go into this.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there's a whole page, bullet by bullet, there's probably 20 to 25 assumptions goes in each one of these long-term analyses. So we...
I haven't read them yet.
We do have the summary report. You're certainly welcome to it, but I think this is what we'd like to show you, sort of like the 20,000-foot focus. When you look at the numbers, we looked at a Class B facility either with two disposal options. One, we would haul the Class B cake from all of our individual facilities to a Delaware Solid Waste Authority approved landfill, or we would create on-site disposal options at inland bays. And essentially, we would build a Class B sludge landfill on the site. It's a significantly cheaper option, but it does not even come close to what we would consider our 50% threshold. It's never been done in Delaware. It could be done. We talked about the permitting. It's not impossible, but it does have...
How could you live with that?
I'm an engineer. I can live with a lot of solutions.
You can live with that? I'm sorry.
So the fact is that it did not rise to the level of, let's say, rate certainty where we feel we would make the best recommendation. Uh-huh. Our recommendation is the color-coded one to build a Class A biosolids facility regionally with participation from all of our regional wastewater partners. Let's put it in these broadest terms. They're all interested in working with us in this regional facility. This would be our cost component, and that is a 20-year cost. So you remember, these were run with a 20-year all-in operation debt service, as well as initial capital expense type analysis. So if you were so inclined to follow us along with this, it is a very good approach. What would it take to get us to the next stepping stone, which is the septage piece?
Yeah.
I'm bringing Ms. Sheridan along step by step. We must maintain our existing effluent capacity, quality. Mm-hmm. And there's no and if or buts about it. And again, if we were to go to a nutrient sensitive disposal, i.e. ribs, this would not be a good idea. However, when we do have our report. I reviewed the report, she reviewed the report. We have a solid recommendation. If we are going to a ag-based disposal solution, where nutrients are your friend rather than your enemy, this, we can maintain our existing quality, which is spray disposal based, and we can incorporate the septic side.
Are we going to be able to go to the spray in trees?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
The regional facility will require a rate increase. We know that. We're going to get to this in a second. The rate must be self-supporting. I heard that loud and clear at the budget workshop. Mm-hmm. We do not look over our shoulders and say, no, we have to be competitive or be lower. No, we have to be self-supporting. Mm-hmm. The rate will be set initially based on our model. The rate will be, depending on utilization, actually be modified. So you will see us come before you in every budget process after the initial rate setting. And most likely we will experience a lower rate as we trend forward. And the South Coastal Station will have to be phased out after the initial startup at Inland Bays and successful operation. Because you remember, a single regional facility lives and dies by the contributions. So we need more contributions to have lower rates. And we have to communicate our approach with our customers in an outreach program. We've started that. We have questionnaires out. We have a number of responses back. My staff, as well as myself, talked to a number of our customers. Some comments are somewhat humorous, others are very serious. So I think we have taken the first steps on the outreach program, and we definitely need to go forward with that further than we have today. If you look at, this is what you've seen before, but now we've significantly modified it, because when you saw it before, the rate was much, much higher. Remember, the rate was very close to 10 cents. Now, with our new analysis and our new models, we can bring the rate down to 7.6. Now, that's very close to our existing rate at 6.2, and that's at South Coastal. Without the necessary improvements, we would be facing at South Coastal for nothing other than to keep it there. So looking at not making the improvements at South Coastal associated to septic, phasing it out eventually for a regional system, allows us to start, the initial rate would start at 7.6 cent, and we can pretty much predict that the future rates as we go into budget years following this will be lower than that. So.
Agricultural land is not very substantial. It's not stable. The reason I say that for is sometimes this water's put on when you don't want it, when you don't wait on it. You got a crop just about to grow down there, got the ground wet, trying hard to.
No, remember that the key thing to this whole septic acceptance is to maintain the existing quality. By putting the stepping stones in place to do that, I think our disposal will follow, will not be impacted at all. So I feel that we have the safeguards in place, Mr. Wilson, to do just that.
Well, some of this has already happened in the past.
Yes, I do not dispute that at all.
That's why I was thinking about woods. If you go to the trees, you don't have that trouble.
That is exactly why we're making that. It is a quintessential part of the recommendation. I would not want us to build additional rig systems. It actually has, your point is point one. Point two is, by not cutting the trees down, we do get an environmental benefit mm-hmm. under the total right. maximum daily load.
That's great.
For the pollution control strategy at the inland base. So there's a twofold reason for doing that.
Hey, they'll help suck up the
yes.
The nutrients.
So here we are. These are the requested action items we have before you today. Item one is really a real true action item. We have a proposal from Whitman on Record before us to do the design. Remember, that was for the spray portion of the expansion to 4 million. The second one is that you would direct us to proceed with the septic facility under the self-supporting rate with the outreach and to bring the final rate, give or take a couple of pennies around the 7.6, a couple tenth of pennies around the 7.6, back to you for final approval, because it will most likely, we will be setting that rate in the next budget year, so you will more likely than not see it for the FY18. It might be a little bit earlier than that, but most likely that will be the timeline when we do it. Item three, authorization for the engineering and the finance to negotiate with Whitman for the design. And please keep in mind, we'd like to come back with you later for anything beyond the design. This is strictly for the design at the Inland Bay facility associated with the treatment capacity taking you up to 4 million, the central bio facilities with all of our wastewater partners, and the regional septic facility as outlined in the slides before. So, in the near future, you would see three negotiated pieces with Whitman based on each one of these three designs. And I like to keep them separate so we can sort of track our cost centers as they are associated with the different pieces of our expansion process. Item four is really, this item four is the heartbeat of the diversification. Without item four, there is no diversification. Without item four, we will live and die, even in the future, with the weather. So item four allows, the authorizes us officially, you know that we've been talking, but officially authorizes us to bring before you agreements where you can utilize, strictly speaking to this, seasonally available existing capacity with our adjacent potential wastewater partners, as well as agreements where our wastewater partners can sign on at the regional biofacility. That is, yes, Councilman.
No, I got a question. Go ahead, finish your thoughts.
So,
on the linking of it, I just
exactly. The two are essentially linked because once we go into partnerships on the flow, it is a very small step from going partnerships on the solids.
Okay, the partnerships can work both ways. If Lewis has a breakdown in their treatment facility or whatever, we could direct the flow. In other words, you're sounding like we can use their capacity. Can they use ours?
The interconnection would allow a bidirectional flow. It is, as we are discussing it currently, it would not anticipate this, but it is technically feasible and it is built into the system. Now that is something which would be, if it were ever needed, probably a very welcome option.
I know in water systems down around Bethany, Sea Colony, I think, and they're all looped together, Sussex Shores. The water's all kind of looped and stuff. So this is a similar situation where you're talking about.
A similar situation.
Basically looping these systems all together.
We could certainly introduce a paragraph for emergency. But that sort of goes unsaid, but it is possible, yes.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yes. That would help sell the town of Lewis for wanting to do this.
The board.
Or the board, right, or Rehoboth or some. That there is the option if they have a problem or if they had to do some maintenance for some reason, for sure.
In our initial discussions, I think the board, speaking through the director, has certainly expressed interest in approaching our agreement route in a jurisdictional context.
And then on the septic receiving facility right now, weren't some of the small towns accepting septage from these?
We have two facilities in Laurel and in Seaford.
Laurel and Seaford do accept it, and they'll continue to accept it, right?
They would continue to accept it. And however.
And there's Bridgeville.
And Bridgeville does not accept any septage.
And Scruff isn't, and Inland Bay is not going to be converted or able to.
Inland Bay would house the regional facility.
Yes.
Which would only be open to the public if and when the improvements are in place, which would allow us to maintain the effluent quality as we have it today.
Right now, we take it to South Coastal.
Right now.
Right. I know we can't right now. Yes. Okay. I understand.
Affirmative. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And when you propose that when we get this central septic receiving facility and the fees associated will be competitive with Seaford and Laurel?
They would be.
Do you think we can be able to meet?
They would be self-supporting. Currently, it would look very competitive. It would not be the cheapest, but I think we could say with a clear conscience backed up by hard facts that nobody is subsidizing our rate other than the people who are dropping off. They're paying for all the improvements needed, operation and maintenance, as well as debt service. I think that was the directive from March.
Yeah, oh no, I think that's
so
the way
that was our
I personally think it should go, right? Do you know if Seaford, does Seaford subsidize their acceptance, do you think, or?
I decline to comment.
You don't, okay. Same with Laurel? You decline?
Yes, please.
I assume.
We have some motions associated.
I guess, yeah, I assume with all this, you must have some motions.
I bet he does.
Please. You start. You can start, yeah.
And inquiring minds want to know what Heather thinks about all this.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
Heather's on board. She's smiling. Hey, it's a good day.
So associated with bullet with action item one, you remember that was the contract, be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that amendment number 6A for the design engineering of the inland base regional water facility, wastewater facility, effluent disposal expansion in an amount not to exceed $408,128 be approved effective July 19th, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
Oh, okay.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
The next one, that's the long-term development of the septic trait. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that Council approve the development of one central septic receiving facility at the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility under a self-supporting rate with associated customer outreach, final rate determination to be presented at a later date for Council approval.
Pleasure, Council.
Is your motion?
Yes, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Question on a motion. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Authorizing both Ms. Jennings and myself, be removed based upon the recommendations of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Council authorize the negotiation of Amendment Number 7 with Whitman Record and Associates to the North Coastal Base Contract for the design of the Inland Base Regional Wastewater Facility Treatment Capacity Expansion, the regional biosolids, and the regional septic receiving facilities, amendment number 7, to be presented to Council on August 13 for your consideration.
Pleasure, Council.
I'd like that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Question on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The last one about our diversification. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Council approve the negotiation of contracts with other regional wastewater service providers for the utilization of seasonally available existing wastewater treatment capacity as well as one regional biosolids handling facility at the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility, agreements to be presented to Council for consideration no later than September 2016.
That's a good.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Yes.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Council.
I would like to say this, and I know we've been here for these chairs for a half hour listening to what you presented to us, but I hope that everyone, the public especially, our users, understand how much effort has gone forth with yourself and your staff, with Heather, with Mr. Lawson, to get to this point. This is just, I mean, hours upon hours upon hours of work, and we certainly greatly appreciate that, because I think you have, looking after our customers, and you've kind of stepped out of the box on some thinking, but it certainly makes sense to utilize. If there's other things out there, we shouldn't be all in three separate silos.
Yeah.
We can be working together and save everybody some money, hopefully, and get a better product. So
I think returning a page. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, but thank you for all you're doing. Heather,
absolutely.
Thank you for your part.
Absolutely. Good job.
Mr. Jennings.